In the Giants' amazing Super Bowl season of 1986, they would simply dominate their NFC East rivals, the Washington Redskins. In their first meeting at Giants Stadium, Phil Simms would lead a balanced attack.
Simms, touchdown to Bobby Johnson.
And Joe Morris would explode with 181 yards rushing and two touchdowns.
And this is Joe Morris. Morris is gone.
And towards the end of the game, the Giants veterans would originate the famous Gatorade bath.
Well, it really wasn't my idea. I always give credit to Jim Burke because Parcells had been riding him all week. We were playing the Washington Redskins. And so as time was winding down, we were so jubilant with the fact that we were beating them at home. We came up behind him with the bucket and we drenched him. Once I got him, that sort of set things in motion because Bill was very superstitious. If you do something one week and if it works, you have to keep doing it. So as we were winning, I had to keep drenching him with Gatorade. We had fun doing it with him. And it just really became a symbol of the 86 season.
In week 14, the Giants would travel to the friendly confines of RFK Stadium.
This is my favorite spot in the NFL, playing in Washington. Because we knew we were getting ready to walk in that dugout, and all those fans would be hanging over, and they were awesome. And one day I'm walking down that dugout, Parcells looked at me and goes, "You ready?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm ready, coach." And he goes, "You know, Simms, they hate us so much here, they like us." I went, "Gotcha." Made sense to me.
And Simms would certainly find his comfort zone on the road, throwing three touchdowns on the day. Playing in Washington held a special significance for Virginia native Lawrence Taylor, who grew up as the son of a diehard Redskins fan. LT would be named MVP in 1986, and he would unleash his most dominating performance of the season, single-handedly destroying the Redskins' offense, sacking Jay Schrader three times in the game.
I think the Redskins got a very good team, and I got a funny feeling that we're going to meet him somewhere down the road again before the 86 season's over. I just thought we played pretty well today, and where's Peter King? I'm proud of my guys, Peter.
As fate would have it, the two teams would meet up for a third time in the NFC Championship, with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line.
Well, that was our fiercest rival, and it was a battle.
We'll take the win.
And of course, the elements were so much a factor of that day and wound up being a tremendous advantage for us, our ability to do things in the elements that Washington just couldn't do.
Simms looking end zone, he's going to run, lobs it, complete touchdown, Lionel Manuel.
You know, Parcells had talked to me about the fact that we're going to have to run the ball and run the ball effectively. He said, "Look, gear it up."
Morris is going to score.
So the Redskins will be going for it here on fourth.
The fans are going to get up into it now, and they're going to make it tough for Schrader. Schrader hands off, and Rodgers is stopped.
As the clock was winding down, the one thought in my mind was, come a long way from 1976 when we first opened Giant Stadium. And these same fans are cheering us now because we've turned this ship around and we had a dominant year. And this really was a gift for the Giant fans.
When you win the championship, you know you're going to the Super Bowl. It's the greatest feeling in sports.